Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
Okay, we had been discussing chapter 18, Moksha Sannyasa Yoga. Very title implies that liberation will only come from renunciation. In other words, it is something which we are holding on to is binding us. When whatever that is which is binding us, if we let go, we'll be released. And as we have discussed many times before, this is a summary of the entire Bhagavad Gita, or Bhagavad Gita's teachings so far. And all throughout these chapters which we had been discussing, there is a one central theme that either a sannyasa, renunciation, or tyaga, abandonment, is the key to this liberation. So the chapter opened with Arjuna's question of what is sannyasa and what is tyaga. And Krishna explained that kamyanam karmanam nyasaha iti sannyasa, giving up all the desire-prompted activity is sannyasa. And sarva karma falatyagam iti tyaga, giving up all the desire from the fruits of actions is tyaga. And then obviously Krishna took up the theme of tyaga as the most important theme, because at our level, sannyasa is probably not possible. Giving up all desire-prompted activities is probably not possible at our level, because everything we are doing right now is prompted by some desire. Even the things which I consider I'm doing as a community work or something selfless activities, when you go to the root cause of why you're doing it, there is some desire which is prompting you to do that. The people who are involved in a lot of organizations which are community activity based, we know they're very active as long as they have a position, a president or a chairperson or a board member or something, and suddenly he loses that position and the person disappears from that organization. What happened? All those were selfless activities. It was helping the community. It was helping the people it intended for. It was not helping the person who was performing it. It was not selfless for him. It was not directly benefiting him in terms of a monetary gain or anything. There was something which was helping his ego. And Bhagavan constantly said, tyaga is give up attachment to the fruits of actions. And therefore, that is something which at our level we can understand and we can practice. So he takes up the theme of tyaga and says, there are philosophers who talks about that all actions should be given up. Because they say any action which you perform is binding to you with its results, whether it is good or bad. Good binds you to good results, bad binds you to bad result. Good result, when you're bound by the good results, you want it to be repeated over and over and over again. One time successful, I want to be successful again and again and again. I go to a Las Vegas and the beginner's luck. First time I go to the, you know, whatever they call it, the slot machine, and win some money. So I think that's how it works. Next time also it should work the same way. So we get bound by this good result, and then sometimes we lose our shirt in Las Vegas and then want to avoid that. So we are bound by the results, and therefore some philosophers, Bhagavan says all actions must be given up. Don't do anything, you will never be bound by anything. But Bhagavan says that's probably not possible for us anywhere. Therefore, he says, I recommend the second opinion, which is says, yagna dana tapaha should not be given up. Yagna, the offerings, dana, the charity, and tapas, the discipline, austerities, which is what at our level we can relate to it as what we do as yagna, as all our efforts in this life is a yagna. All that we give back to this world as our results of our efforts is a dana. And whatever we do to discipline ourselves is the tapas. Bhagavan said that should not be given up. So the definitive advice from Krishna, as we have seen so far, he says, this is my best and the firm opinion that yagna dana tapas should not be given up. And then, obviously, he says, how to look at this tyagaha. So now our central theme of Bhagavad Gita, as we have seen, is Krishna's doctrine is the tyaga. And the tyaga defined as sarva karma phala tyaga. Sarva karma, akhila. Without leaving any actions, whether it is desire prompted or selfless. In both cases, do not be in anticipation of a particular result. Because as we have seen, even in doing the selfless actions, if we are bound to the karma phala, then it is binding your ego. So Bhagavan said, perform this yagna dana tapa, but without attachment and without the expectation for the fruits of actions. Swamiji defines attachment as ego plus egocentric desire is attachment. I have I-ness and my-ness, then I have a desire. So when I come in contact with an object that can satisfy the desire, I'm attached. And I these days constantly talk about how we're attached to a grandchild, you know, because our ego says that's my grandchild, and also it is enchanting, all her lila rather, it's fulfilling, enchanting, so we are attached. So attachment is ego plus egocentric desire attachment. And as long as that ego and egocentric desires are there, there will be an expectation for fruits of actions. So we are already worried. She is only 20 months old. We are worried what will happen when she grows up. Okay, will she be smart enough to do all these things? Will she be doctor or an architect? Or will she be something else? Will she be artistic or athletic? Karma phala. We're already looking at the results of our efforts in raising her up at our level, right? The Bhagavan said, as long as these two are there, it will be a problem. So he said, perform all this yagna, dana, and tapa, but without attachment and expectation for the results. So tyaga. Tyaga is prescribed. So now I think I'm doing the tyaga. So I'm giving up some things and then feel good about it that I gave up this thing. He said, well, let's see what kind of tyaga is that. So the next three verses says, niyatasya tu sannyasaha karmano na upapadyate. What should not be given up? He said, obligatory duty, niyatasya. Those which are the niyata karmas should never be given up. So we have learned in the previous chapter there are three types of karmas. Nitya karma, something which you do daily. You are not obliging anybody by doing so. Then niyata karma, obligatory duties. I'm a husband, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a doctor, I'm an architect, I'm a father, I'm an employer. All those roles which I'm playing, it comes with its own duties. They are niyata karma. Those are my niyata karmas. I have to fulfill those duties. Then naimitya karma are special duties, special occasion, special situations. So these days, at least once in a while, I find time from my routine and go and see Dan in the hospital. Well, that was not in my routine before. Neither what is required that I go to MCV before Dan was admitted there. It's now a special conditions which created duty for me. So then naimitya karma. भगवान से none of this should be given up. नियतस्य तु संन्यासः कर्मणो न उपपद्यते. It is not recommended that you give up your obligatory duties. मोहात्तस्य परित्यागः तामसः परिकीर्तितः. Okay, I have given up all these duties. Niyata karma. I'm a father, but I don't want to take care of my family. I think it is binding me to that. I'm going to get sannyasa. Because I'm confused whether I'm supposed to be doing or not, Bhagavan says, that te tamasik tyaga. It is tyaga. You have given up something. But it's a tamasik, out of delusion, out of my ignorance that this is my duty. If I give up something because now it gives me bliss in my ignorance, I don't file my taxes for 5 years. Nobody finds out and I'm at complete bliss. I didn't pay any taxes. It's a tamasik tyaga I did. Do not go for voting. This is tamasik tyaga, out of delusion that it is not my duty. I did not know that I have to file taxes. Well, I didn't file it. I did not know that my vote counts, so I didn't vote for it. Bhagavan says that's a tamasik tyaga. So, do all your obligated duties, Bhagavan said, without attachment and results. I'm going to vote for Democratic candidate, a Republican wins, fine, I did my part. So, first thing Bhagavan said is, if I give up something because of my ignorance, my delusion, that this is my duty, it's not a tyag which is going to give me any good benefits or any more liberation. It actually binds me more to the ignorance and its consequences. Ignorance of law is not an excuse. When I came from Africa, true, and obviously, very first week when you start driving, you're driving on the right side or left side, your brain is not wired yet. So you end up going in the wrong side, the police stop me. Luckily, there was no more traffic. I said, I'm sorry, sir, but I did not know. That's not an excuse. My friend, you're going to get killed if you drive on the wrong side. So bear in mind that we drive on the right side, not on the wrong side. Yes, sir. Bhagavan said, that's a tamasik tyaga. I give up my duties out of delusion or ignorance. It's tamasik. Dukkham iti eva yat karma kaya klesya bhayatyajet. I need to do this, but it is too hard. When it snows and there is a foot of snow in my front door, I have to keep my office entrance clear so when the people come to my office, they don't fall. But it's too hard and there's nobody else to help me. So I say, okay, it's okay. Dukkham iti yat karma. Kaya klesa bhayat tyajet, because of the fear of the pain to this body, I give up that action. Bhagavan says, sakrutva rajasam tyaga. That's the rajasik tyaga. I'm giving up something. I am not doing something which I should have done. I clearly know that's my duty, to keep the entrance to my house and office clean is my duty so that nobody else can get hurt by coming to my home or my office. But out of that fear that it's going to hurt my body or hurt me something, I avoid doing it. Bhagavan says it is certainly tyag, but it's a rajasik tyaga because it creates agitation in my mind. Things sometimes when you don't do gives you more agitation than you do. My standard example is calling my mother. My mother expects me to call every week. But I end up calling every couple of months. And then what happens is when I don't call her, and as the time goes by, I start feeling guilty. But I don't get around calling her. It makes me feel even more guilty. It's still I do it. That day I'm released. You know, I at least called today. Okay, I talk to her for 5 minutes. She feels good. I feel good. Okay, now I'm good for a week. Well, the week passes by, second week, third week, and I then start feeling guilty again. You know. So this tyaga of not doing my duty, because it's going to disrupt something I'm doing here, because of the time change, obviously, you know, we have to either call her in the morning or in the evening, late night. And then that's within my clashing my routine, I don't do it. And I give up that so that it does not disturb my routine now. It gives me pleasure. Svakrutva rajasam tyagam naiva tyaga phalam labhet. There is no benefit I'm getting out of not doing that action. So it did not benefit me at all of saving that time for not calling. It actually gave me more troubles and more agitations. Had I taken those 5 minutes to call her, it would have given me a peace for next 5 days at least. So Bhagavan said that if you're giving up something by fear of it's going to hurt you, it's going to discomfort you, it's going to disrupt your activities, it's a rajasic tyaga. That tyaga is not giving you any benefit whatsoever, other than pain only. So what is the best tyaga? The last verse says, karyam iti eva yat karma niyatam kriyate arjuna. Karyam iti, it is to be done, therefore I'm doing it. Not because it will give me some results which will be beneficial, give me some pride, give me some honor, but it ought to be done. It needs to be done as a part of a citizenship of this country. It is my duty to vote. Whether my vote will be right or wrong, whether it's a convenient or inconvenient, it is my duty to vote. I go and vote, I can put that sticker and say I voted and feel good about it. I did my part. Why? It ought to be done. If nobody votes in a democracy, there won't be a democracy. You know? And if I think everybody let the other people take care of it, what my vote counts? I'm the only one person. Well, everybody thinks that way. There is no democracy as we discussed. So therefore, it is my duty to do it, and I must do it. Karyam iti eva, yat karma niyatam kriyate Arjuna. Bhagavan is giving advice to Arjuna. Oh Arjuna, therefore, because it is ought to be done, do it. Sangam tektva phalam cha eva. But how? First thing we decided, this ought to be done. I am a father and therefore I need to take care of my children. That ought to be done. But how to be done? Sangam tektva, giving up attachment. Works very well when you think about your children, because we do it, we feel we are fulfilling our duties, but there's a lot of attachment to it. A lot of expectations there. My son also should be doing this. My daughter must do this. So, you're doing your duty. You have decided it is your duty. It ought to be done. Therefore, you're doing it. But then why it is not giving me peace? Why it is not giving me that ultimate joy? That's because there is sangha. There is attachment. And also there is expectations. He will be a very smart doctor or an architect or an engineer or a politician or a president of a country or whatever my expectations are, right from the childhood, when he does not know what he wants to be, we have decided what he wants to be. Karmaphala. Karmaphala comes before even we do our part. And sangam, attachment. Does not matter whether my neighbor's son goes to college or not. As long as my son goes, it's good enough. Attachment. So both are there, which is contrary to Bhagavan's advice. So even the things which we feel that we are doing our duties, we are doing it with a clear understanding that it needs to be done, it's still not giving us the result which we are looking for, which is happiness and joy and peace and liberation. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Sangam tyaktva phalam chayeva satyaga satviko mataha. Such a tyaga is satvik. You did it because it ought to be done. I have no attachment. In a sense, I am not doing it because he is my son. I am doing it because it ought to be done without any attachment. And the results, I have no preconceived notion what will come out of it. I am doing it with the best I can in the situation I am in and what I consider to be a right thing to do. And that's where I end my pursuit. Bhagavan says, Sachatyag is Sattvik Tyag. And we will stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.